So next, I want to tackle hustle and the idea that the system can deliver effortless results. Because this is what we talk about a lot, and I talk about this a lot in a very different way, and I'm going to explain that to you in a moment. However, you will see lots of high-end coaches talking about, and by high-end, I mean that they're charging high-end, they have big businesses, and a lot of the people underneath them in the system, in the MLM, touting the same story that it is easy, that it is effortless, that they make money effortlessly. And it's not true. And I know that it's not true because I've worked with countless women who come to me going, why is this so much hard work? I'm so tired of having to work so hard all of the time, of constantly being on, of constantly having to engage, to post, to, have conversations with people who clearly aren't ready to do the work and aren't interested in investing. I have to, I have to launch, I have to create offers all the time. I want to tell you, my friend, that this is completely normal. The story that it is effortless is, it's not exactly a lie, but it is a lie. And the reason that I say it's not exactly a lie is because the people at the top who are perpetuating it don't realize that it's a lie. Or maybe some of them don't care. I think that probably some of them don't care, but I think a lot of them do. And just don't appreciate the fact that what they are saying is a lie. The people further down absolutely know that it's a lie for them, but they believe that when they get higher up, then they will experience the effortless, and therefore they're still a beginner. You know, there's that whole beginner mentality again. They're not there yet, but they know that it will be effortless. So they talk about being effortless now, because just like in any MLM where you're trying to recruit people in, you have to toe the company line. You have to preach the company story. The organizational story, which is basically what the system is doing. And for the people who are higher up, for the people who have teams of people working for them, for the people who have big ad spends and funnels working to bring them money all of the time, it now seems to them like it's effortless because they're not the ones doing it. And that's great. You know, it's great that they're there. But for everybody underneath them who hasn't gotten there yet, which is the vast, vast majority, there are a handful that do get to the point where they have enough of a team in the back room and enough cash flow to invest in ads so that they are, so that they're making good money and it seems to be effortless because they're not actually in their businesses anymore. Their businesses are like machines that operate outside of them. And so their business is like churning away like a machine, bringing in money while they're, I don't know what they actually do, but they tell us that they're at the spa or that they're, jet setting across the world. I don't know what they actually do with their time. I know how I spend my time. I have a huge amount of free time. And I know how I spend my time. I'm pretty sure that they don't spend their free time in the ways that I spend my free time, because if they did, they would recognize where they are. They would recognize the emptiness of where they are, which, maybe they do. I don't know. Anyway, they wouldn't continue with it, put it that way. The point is, it seems effortless to them because the machine is just churning and churning and churning, and because all of the lower downs, all of the downlines, so in MLM speak, you have uplines who are the people who recruited you in, and downlines who are the people that you recruit in, and there are different levels of them depending on who recruited you and how long you've been in and how many downlines you have, basically. And so they can't see that it's not effortless. It's not effortless at all. It's just that the effort is coming from somebody else and from systems that they have put in place or that other people have put in place for them, like funnels, like advertising. So as long as you have enough cash flow coming in, ads and funnels and, you know, evergreen programs, and this is an evergreen program without the ads and the funnels. And I kind of want to qualify that, because there is a reason that there are no ads and funnels for this program, and that is because it's not for the masses. This is not a program with mass appeal. This is a program with very, very specific appeal to the, like, the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of women, and men, who are real trailblazers in the making, even if they don't know it yet. Anyway, I digress. My point being that when you have, when you're selling the system, or selling money, basically, that's what you sell in the system, isn't it? You sell sales. You sell, you know, you sell marketing so that you can make money. You sell sales tactics so that you can make money. You sell program design so that you can make money. You sell websites so that you can make money. You sell mindset techniques so that you can make money. You sell, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody is selling X, whatever X is within the system. They sell X so that their clients can make money. So basically, you sell money. When you are selling money, provided you have enough people churning through the system, see, this is where the numbers comes in, and this is why everybody thinks that they don't have a big enough audience when they're not making enough money. It's like, well, it's because I don't have a big enough audience. Not true. When you are doing something very specialist, very transformational, which is exactly why you are here, my friend, when you are doing that, you don't need lots of people. You do not need lots of people. You need a tiny, tiny, tiny number of people who are very, very committed to a different kind of reality. And those people are already listening to you. Guaranteed. I'm digressing. I do this a lot. My point being that when you sell money, you need lots of people, because everybody is selling money. Everybody within the system, all the uplines, all the downlines, all the people who are on the same level as you, every single person out there, hundreds of thousands of people selling money. Well, then the only way to sell it, because it is literally a commodity, my friend, it is easily transferable. I could buy one person's money system, or another person's money system, or another person's money system, or another person's money system, and any of those money systems could work. Any of them would work for me if I was in the right emotional place and I had the right kind of business to apply them. So because all of these things that they're selling, all of these money systems that they're selling, are a commodity, they have to have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people coming through their funnels and their systems so that they can convert a tiny, tiny percentage into sales. And that is why it's so much hustle. That is why it is so much work. And that is why, until you have so much money coming in, or maybe started with a lot of money, and there's a real disingenuousness, I know that's not really a word, amongst a lot of the higher uplines in the system, that they came from nothing, when in fact a lot of them, and I know this personally from conversations, a lot of them came from significant money in the first place. Until you have enough money pumping around your business, enough cash flow pumping around your business to be able to invest significant chunks of money in teams of people to help you, or in advertising and people to build your funnels and create your programs for you and what have you. And I'm not saying that they don't record their own programs, just like I am here. But when you're doing big programs and lots of them, it takes more than just one person with a microphone, is what I'm saying. Until you're in that position, you have to do all the hustle yourself. And that is fucking hard work, my friend, as you will well know. What I want you to see is that there's nothing wrong with you because you've had to hustle. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not that like you're doing it wrong. It's that the idea that it's effortless is a lie. It's an absolute lie. Transformational selling, on the other hand, is effortless because it requires so few people. And those people are already listening to you. So you don't need to churn hundreds or thousands of people through your funnels. You don't need to get more eyes on your marketing, on your offers, because the people are already there. And because the premium nature of transformational work is as it is, you can have your 30K months with a handful, like a literal handful of clients. Three clients, 10K a month is 30K months. It is that simple. Not ready to charge 3K yet? Okay. 5K a month, six clients. It's still nothing. And because of the nature of the work, the clients renew over and over and over again. Not in the system, they don't. In the system, they come, they get the money system, they try and apply it for a little while. Maybe they get some results, maybe they don't. But once they know the system, they know the system. They move on. They walk away. And then when it gets to the point where it's not working for them anymore, they don't go, oh, maybe I need more help from this person who gave me the system before. They think, okay, maybe that person's system, that person's version of the system wasn't the right system for me. So now I'll try somebody else's version of the system. And then somebody else's version of the system. And then somebody else's version of the system. And so they move through one mentor, one, I will keep on saying mentor, they're not mentors, one coach after another, after another, after another, after another. There's no loyalty because they're commodities. There's no repeat business. I mean, there might be a little bit of repeat business if they're working through your funnel, but they don't continually stay with you because they feel like, you know, like you weren't the one to help them. You couldn't help them. You couldn't find the sweet spot for them. And so they need to find somebody who could, who can. And so they just move on. Transformational work, on the other hand, is a partnership. So people stay. They stay and they stay and they stay. So you're not always on the client hunt. And therefore, there is no hustle. There is literally zero hustle. So I think I've kind of covered that for you. I hope I've covered that for you. I hope that makes sense to you. The hustle that you have experienced within the system, it's normal. It's exactly what I would expect you to experience in the system. And the fact that it, you know, if you feel tired by it, if you feel like you've worked so hard and you're so sick of it, yeah, pretty much everybody I work with feels the same. So I'm not going to go into that in any more depth in this module, but I will be in subsequent modules into how we do it without the hustle in the transformational world.